Views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not express the views or opinions of any of their employers or affiliates.
Hi, I'm Ritika Rose. Welcome to Awaken Your Truth, where I bring conscious dialogues and stories that will help you free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. I hope to shift your perspective and create deeper understanding of yourself and others. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a purpose. Every experience has a reason. This show is about engaging with the truth of who you are, discovering your personal power and stepping into your authentic self so you can have more compassion and empathy for yourself and everyone around you. It's time for us to dig deep and learn to see ourselves and others with clarity so that we can come together and create a brighter future for humanity. When we free our minds, we can heal our lives, and this is how we build a powerful, transformed world. Awaken Your Truth starts now. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, where I bring you conscious dialogues that aim to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. I hope that my show continues to bring a new perspective or possibly shift your perspective so you may learn to experience life in a different way that can bring you more joy, peace, and satisfaction and fulfillment overall with the topics and the wisdom and the knowledge that I share with my guests or with myself. So this show is being pre-recorded, but it will air on February 10th, just a few days before Valentine's Day. So I thought this would be a great episode to have around love, around mastering the art and leadership of love. Love is possibly the strongest human emotion any of us can feel, right? It brings us immense joy to give love, but it also can be, you know, extremely heartbreaking if we lose love or we don't have love. So my hope for this episode is to help you learn how to master love by leading with love so you can feel that elation of this joy and peace, in all aspects of your life. So you can always feel surrounded by love every day and in every way in all areas of your life. And like anything in mastership and leadership, everything starts with us, right? And that also is very pertinent to the topic of love. Self-love. Love always starts with us. So how we love ourselves is how we love others. So how we treat ourselves is how we treat others. And I'm going to dive into that a little bit more deeply. But since this is a few days before Valentine's Day, and I do want to say, you know, I do feel that Valentine's Day is more of a Hallmark holiday. I think it's great that there is a day that is set aside for us to remember love. But I also want us to realize that love is just not romantic love or partnership love where, you know, Valentine's Day is more commonly celebrated. Let's remember love of everybody on Valentine's Day, right? Let's take this day of February 14th and remember love as a whole and love in general. And I'm also going through the different types of love in this episode as well. But I thought it would also be really interesting to share a bit of the history of Valentine's Day and Saint Valentine, who Saint Valentine was, and how Valentine's Day sort of came about back in the 14th, 15th century, just based on Saint Valentine and who he was, and how he supported this area. So Saint Valentine, for those who don't know, was actually a doctor and a priest, and he was a priest in Rome. And what he did was during that time, marriage was outlawed, but Saint Valentine actually, during the time of marriage being outlawed in Rome, he actually would marry people secretly to commemorate and embrace the love that a couple had for each other. But because he did this, he was jailed for that. During his time in jail, he developed a relationship with a young girl named Julia, who was, he was requested to teach just the wisdom that he had around different topics. So he would teach her. This is my understanding of the history. And so he was teaching Julia, but Julia was also blind. And so this relationship with this young girl, Julia, went on and on. That was requested by, I think it was either the, I think he was requested to teach Julia by the person that jailed him, actually. And as it got closer to the time of his execution, because he was executed, and he was executed on February 14th, actually. And that's why St. Valentine's Day is celebrated on February 14th. It's actually to honor St. Valentine, and his death. So as it got closer to the time of his execution, he wrote Julia a letter, just out of the, you know, the love and appreciation he had for her and the time that he spent in teaching her. Well, it was said that at the time that Julia read that letter, her blindness was also healed. So she was given sight. And it was said that God had given her the sight, or, you know, St. Valentine had the healing power to give her the sight through that letter, so she could actually read the letter that he wrote her. And it's also been said that that is how Valentine's Day cards or Valentine's Day letters or notes was created, was because St. Valentine had written a letter of his appreciation for being able to teach Julia during that time. That's how the Valentine's Day letters and love notes started. And also, you know, as we know about saints are granted the title of saint because of miracles that they've been able to sort of administer. And so this was one of the miracles that St. Valentine was able to create, was healing the sight of Julia. So I thought that was a really interesting piece of history for the audience to hear about St. Valentine and why we celebrate Valentine's Day. Again, he was executed on February 14th, back in the 14th or 15th century. I don't know the exact date. And so that is why Valentine's Day is celebrated on February 14th. St. Valentine was also, so he's not only the saint of lovers, but he was also the saint of epilepsy, and he's also the saint of beekeepers. So back in those days, epilepsy was of, you know, these sort of disorders in the medical profession weren't fully understood back in those days. So back in those days, epilepsy was thought of as the forces of darker spiritual nature, right? But St. Valentine, apparently during his medical practice and his priesthood, was able to really work and heal those with epilepsy. So that's why he's also the saint of epilepsy. And because he was a saint, you know, saints are appointed to take charge and they have ascended and to look down over certain people and communities. And I believe that he's a saint of the beekeepers. Now is that is a community he's been appointed to protect the beekeepers and to help keep honey sweet for us to use here. So that's just a bit of history of St. Valentine. So I hope that was supportive to you and why we celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th. So let's now dive a little bit into love. And what is love? And I'd like to break the show down today into, you know, of course, my show is, you know, free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. So I'm sort of going to break the show down into these three different segments, right? So how does love free our mind? How does love heal our life? And how can love embody our power? And we'll break that down throughout the show. So, you know, so what is love, right? Really, what is love? Love is a deep affection, attraction, or pleasure towards someone else or something, right? And love is patient and love is kind. We've all heard that before. So those are just some key points to keep in mind as we're talking about love today and self-love and how you love yourself and how you love others, right? So how does love free our mind, right? And I really want to talk about how love really supports our mental health and our positive and joyful state of mind, right? So let's sort of start off by awakening your truths and awakening our truth to how you love yourself, right? Like I said in the beginning, like anything in Master Your Leadership, it starts with you, right? So I'd love for you to take a little bit of time right now to maybe sort of think about how do you love yourself, right? How do you envision yourself? What are the feelings that you have about yourself? How affectionate are you towards yourself? What are the joyful aspects of yourself? What are the things that you love about yourself? Right? That's what I really want you to sort of take in this segment. What are the things that you really love about yourself? I'm going to read a little bit from my chapter on unconditional love before I tap into a couple different areas here. So again, as the audience, those that watch my show regularly, you know, I share a lot about my awakening and how this book was written. And one of the key self and life mastery skills I learned was unconditional love. But that unconditional love really started with me recognizing and embracing unconditional love of myself, right? So I was always the one, and I see love in everybody. I love celebrating other people. I love being around people. I love life. I just love loving on other people. But back in those days when I was going through my own processes and my own personal development, I came to a realization that I really wasn't loving on myself as much, you know, a lot of different aspects about myself that I had to come to love and accept myself around. So unconditional love is one of the chapters that I have in my book. And so I'm just going to share a little excerpt here now. When we don't love ourselves, we then operate in fear of ourselves or ego because we want to show up as perfect, mostly to be validated and accepted by others. When we love ourselves, we operate knowing we are already perfect. There is no fear or ego, just peace. Peace within ourselves and peace for others. We carry ourselves with grace, respect, and ease. So when we don't love ourselves, we operate out of fear and ego because we want to show up perfect and to be validated by others. So I want you to take that in for a moment. Are you operating at peace with yourself? Are you operating out of fear or ego or needing to feel validated by others? Two different, very different emotions and feelings about ourselves and how we operate in life, right? So again, remember, how you love yourself is how you love others. If you don't trust yourself, you possibly won't trust others. I'm just looking at some of the bullet points I've written here. If you don't feel worthy about yourself, you possibly won't feel worthy enough for another, or you won't embrace how others are loving or appreciating you because you still don't feel worthy of it. If you feel the need to control everything, you may potentially then be controlling others because you don't have that trust in yourself or the trust in life for things to just flow as they're meant to. So then you'll bring that control into all other aspects of your life and all the other people in your life. Do you avoid conflict? You may be avoiding then conflict with other people or conversation or communication with other people as well too. Do you love and appreciate yourself? And you know that you're doing the best that you can. Then you know that other people are doing the best that they can too, and you'll operate and treat and have those relationships with those people accordingly as well. Do you see the good qualities about you? Do you see your strengths? Do you see what you bring to the table and how you support other people? Do you embrace the beautiful and positive qualities about yourself? If you can embrace the beautiful and positive qualities about yourself, you'll surely be able to embrace the beautiful and positive qualities about other people as well. So take that in for a moment as we go into commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to share different examples of love and how those examples of love can help us feel this euphoria, this joy, and bring a positive mental state into our lives. And as we go into the week of Valentine's Day, or as we celebrate love in general every day, because I really believe love can be celebrated and should be celebrated every day, I want you to think about these examples of love and how you can embrace more of that into your life so you can feel love every day and embrace it every day and not just on one particular day. So thank you for listening so far, and we'll be right back after commercial break.
If we could help you transcend your post-traumatic stress experience without drugs, grow an awareness of why you're suffering the experience, and offer you a solid, no-strings-attached money-back guarantee, would you be interested? Get a free copy of The Power That Heals, Sampling the Wisdom by Concept Theory founder Dr. Thurman Fleet. Visit concept-theory.org/freebook or call toll-free 1-800-531-5628. It's time to live again, isn't it? You do have a choice.
Tagged Your It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life, takes you on a journey of 8 life mastery skills that will help you step into your power and become the leader of your own life. Inspiring, real, insightful, and therapeutic, these pages help you discover deeper awareness, understanding, and relationship with yourself and others. Start to live a life that is full, joyful, and on purpose with peace. Give yourself permission to live life through your authentic self. These steps can be used in your personal, professional, and social life. Tagged Your It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life, available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, where I bring you conscious dialogues that free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Thank you for listening so far. And if any of the information in this first segment was of interest to you, please know that you can order my book. And if you want to read further about unconditional love and some of the other areas I'm going to talk about. If you want to read more about self-leadership, please know that you can order my book on Amazon, Tagged Your It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life. And I'm sure you saw that through the commercial as well. And also know that today I'm giving away a free consultation with me in case any of the areas I'm talking about to you sort of hit you, or you have some questions that pop up for yourself and you want to know how can you overcome certain challenges you're feeling, or how can you feel more fulfilled in life. My life fulfillment assessment is a really detailed 2-hour assessment based on 7 key areas of your life, and we really do a deep dive into these particular areas and how you're showing up in life and how life is showing up for you, so you can feel more fulfilled and satisfied in your life overall and feel more love, acceptance of yourself. It really is a really effective self-awareness session with me to help guide your life moving forward, so you can feel and living a life that you feel is aligned with you. So please do sign up for your free consultations through the link that's provided for you in the show. So how does love free our mind and bring us positive and joyful state of mind, but also how does it heal our life? So let's go over some examples of love, because there's so many examples of love. And so as I mentioned before the commercial, I really want you as an audience to yes, embrace the holiday that's coming up, but also take this time to really remember that love should be and can be appreciated every day and for different aspects. Because again, this is such a huge human emotion that on a daily basis, everybody wants to feel. And that just really helps us to keep our state of mind, at a nice high vibe, right? So let's look at the different examples of love, right? So there are some of the obvious ones, right? The love of a spouse or a partner. Now, how does the love of a spouse or partner help us mentally, right? And keep us positive? Well, you have physical attraction, you have emotional attraction, you have a deep affection for each other. There's a pleasure that you share within one another. All of those areas, I mean, there's so many more. I'm just going to tap into a few different areas of how these different types of love help us keep a positive state of mind. So that's one form of love, a love of a spouse or a partner. And there's also love of family members. So the love of our family members also, we experience deep affection for one another. We experience a deep sense of comfort, mostly with our family members. Our families are the ones that usually really get and see us most of the time. So we have a deep comfort there around those that have just been with us our whole lives. And there's quite a bit of a support system there with our families usually. And that can also tap into our friendships, right? So there is the love of our friends. Sometimes our friends are family as well. So we can keep that in the back of our mind as well too. So the love of a friend, the love of friends, we also still feel that affection. We feel a comfort with them. We feel a connection and a commonality in our friendships, right? We experience different levels of joy and fun with our friend groups, right? They also come into our lives to help appease different aspects of our lives, right? So that is also very healthy to our state of mind to have a really good group of friends in our life. love of a child, a parent, right? If you're a parent and you have children, again, there's that deep affection for them. You also feel the sense of protection that you're helping them to grow and you're mentoring them to be the best human being that they can be. There's a happiness that comes around seeing them succeed or flourish, in aspects of real life that you've supported them in or that you've seen others support them in, right? That also brings us a good, positive, joyful state of mind. Then there's things like the love of food, right? Let's not forget, like, us foodies or those just experiencing different food and cultures, right? The love of food that gives us pleasure through taste, through smell. It helps us experience different cultures, possibly. There's a great joy in that for those that love to experience different foods. There's a love of travel. Travel gives us new experience. It gives us a change of environment, a change of our routine. It helps us to gain more wisdom and knowledge around, different parts of the world or our nation that we travel. We get to meet new people and experience new cultures that also bring us new experiences and knowledge in our life. And all of these areas, the love of that, it gives us extreme joy and pleasure to our lives. And then there's like the love of any interest that you have, like sports, movies, art, volunteering, reading. All of these things can give us a different sense of adrenaline, creativity. It gives us a vision. Maybe we enjoy helping others. There's enchantment and knowledge around this. So all of these different areas of love, right? All of this provides a sense of connection, creates different memories for us that can be stored in our mind and then helps us remember the love of life, right? And like I mentioned in my last show with Azure, we were talking about, that a couple times I've talked about with hers, why were we created? We were created out of love. Let's always remember that the first and foremost, the Creator created us out of love. So we could love. We could love life. We could love ourselves. We can love the people around us. That's one of the main purposes for us to being here, is for us to really experience this joy and elation through love, right? And the emotion that love gives us. It's this just really heightened the sensation that we feel in different aspects of life, right? So all of these examples of love, I'd like for you to just embrace, right? Let's not forget all the areas that we can embrace love. And so at the top of the show, when I said, people can feel like a terrible, terrible heartbreak when they feel like they don't have love in their life or they've lost love. But guess what? We can look at so many different areas of our life where we can experience love, right? So I hope that this is a greater perspective for you. Love is not just having the love of a partner or another human being. Love can be experienced in so many different capacities, right? And if you don't have that partner, if you don't have that spouse, look at some of these other examples of your friends, your children, even your colleagues or coworkers, right? Or all the other areas of life that you may love to embrace. How can you find love in those different areas, right? Again, it comes back to you, your mindset and how you experience love and what love means for you. And love is such a big, broad topic. And there's so many areas where we can experience it. So I invite everybody here today to pick a few areas that you can experience love and always try to have that, embrace that into your life. So you can start feeling joy, joy and just elation in all areas of your life. Cause you absolutely can feel that, right? You can start to love your life and start to love yourself on a deeper level. Okay. So I hope that is supportive to people. And so then, how do all of these areas of love heal our life, right? So how do we give and how do we receive love? So in this area, I really want to talk about, how do you give and how do you receive love, and really knowing yourself and knowing others, right? Because once we know ourselves and how we like to receive love or experience love, and also when we start to really dive into deeper into the people that are important in our lives, and we understand how they like to receive love and also how they like to give love to us, it's really important. And then it really starts to really solidify relationships with ourselves and others, and helps to and just helps the connection with ourselves and others on a deeper level, right? So communication is the key here for understanding how you like to receive love, and understanding how others, people in your life, like to receive love as well. And so how you can give love to those people that are of importance to you. And so I'm going to read a little bit from acceptance here and from my chapter before we get into the different kinds of giving and receiving of love. And so give me just a moment here in acceptance. Again, if you're ever curious about reading more about self-leadership and embracing self-leadership into your life through my book, Tag Your It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life, please go ahead and purchase it on Amazon. Okay, so I'm going to read here a little bit quickly. We cannot fully accept other people and situations if we don't come to a place of accepting ourselves first. When you do not accept yourself for who you uniquely are, you end up fighting against your true nature and being. The soul can never feel settled at this stage. Accepting yourself will allow you to stand in your power, truth, and unique self, which will then allow you to open up to accepting others for their unique gifts and qualities as well. Standing in your power and truth in full acceptance of yourself and situations will help you to start leading decisions that are best for you overall, instead of following along with others and worrying about what others think. So coming to fully accepting yourself and knowing yourself, right? Once you've embraced your truth of who you are, you've awakened the truth to who you are. That's the first step of your journey. And then we move into acceptance, right? The acceptance phase of yourself. So then you really start understanding yourself more and what's important to you and how you, and so when we come to the topic about love today, it's really accepting that it's okay for you to want to receive love in a certain way. And once you open yourself up to accepting that about yourself, you'll then start to open up to accepting that other people also like to receive love in a certain way. We all have our own ways but we all have our own particular ways that we like to receive affection and love. And actually, when we come back from break, I'm going to go over the 5 love languages, which I'm sure most of you have heard, but I think it's a really, really important self-awareness tool, not just for ourselves and personal development, but it's also 5 love languages is also being now taught and accepted into professional leadership education and trainings as well. So I think that that's going to be a really important tool to go over, as well as just some of the other areas that I've highlighted around giving and receiving love as well. So again, coming to accept yourself and how you like to receive love will allow you to communicate out to your loved ones how you'd best like to receive love, so you can feel appreciated in a way that feels aligned with you. And that will also open you up to have the communication with your loved ones about how they like to receive love, so they can feel aligned with the way that they're receiving love from you. And this just helps the connection and the growth of your love for yourself and others to blossom and flourish in a really natural, beautiful, conscious way. So I hope that this segment was supportive, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you, everybody.
If we could help you transcend your post-traumatic stress experience without drugs, grow in awareness of why you're suffering the experience, and offer you a solid, no strings attached money-back guarantee, would you be interested? Get a free copy of The Power That Heals, Sampling the Wisdom by Concept Theory founder Dr. Thurman Fleet. Visit concept-theory.org/freebook or call toll-free 1-800-531-5628. It's time to live again, isn't it? You do have a choice.
Tagged Your It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life takes you on a journey of 8 life mastery skills that will help you step into your power and become the leader of your own life. Inspiring, real, insightful, and therapeutic, these pages help you discover deeper awareness, understanding, and relationship with yourself and others. Start to live a life that is full, joyful, and on purpose with peace. Give yourself permission to live life through your authentic self. These steps can be used in your personal, professional, and social life. Tag Jarrett, become the leader of your own life. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Welcome back to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, everybody. And today we're talking about mastering the art of love and mastering the art and leadership of love. And so I hope that the episode has been supportive to you so far, and that I've been able to express love in just so many different ways other than just, you know, the norm of, you know, of romantic love or partnership love, etc. There's so many different aspects of love that I hope and the audience is now embracing and can now start to embrace more into their life, so they can start feeling, you know, just different levels of joy and love into their life in all areas. Okay. So I do hope that the show has been supportive of that thus far. And again, if you are feeling challenged with love or in other areas of feeling the joy and fulfillment or satisfaction of life, please do take advantage of the free consultation call through the link that's going to be provided for you today. And I'd love to be able to talk with you more about my life fulfillment assessment, which is, again, a really deep dive into your current state of life and how you've been operating in it so far and how life has been presenting itself back to you. It's a very detailed self-awareness tool and session that you have with me that can really bring, even in that one session, quite a transformation and quite the aha into how life has been operating thus far. So please do take advantage of that consultation call. So now we're going to get into something that is so important. And again, if you have not read this book, or if you have not ever heard of the five love languages by Gary Chapman, I invite the audience to read the book, or just to research the five love languages online. It's such an amazing tool in personal, and now I'm seeing it in professional development as well, and in different leadership circles and different leadership training. And I love that it's being highlighted more, because when I came across this book, when I came across the five love languages, it was such an eye opener to me, right? I didn't realize it was like, oh, that's because I like to receive love that way, and they like to receive love that way. And no wonder we weren't feeling connected or aligned, right? Because we're all different individuals. We all have different human experiences, spiritual experiences. We're all on our own journey. And based on those experiences and our journey, you know, we show up in different ways. We appreciate different things in different ways. So the five love languages is so important, because it really helps us to understand, how do we like to feel appreciated? How do we like to feel loved? But it also helps us to understand and really, like I said, communication, really communicate with our loved ones how they like to receive love, right? And communicate to them what's important to us. So I'm going to go over the five love languages real quick. So they are, and then I'm also going to give a very quick examples of some clients that I've worked with that, you know, when we sort of embrace the five love languages into our sessions, or, you know, even through the teachings in my book, because a lot of it sort of comes together and unites together. I give some examples of what they were experiencing and why. Hopefully that'll be supportive to the audience as well. So the five love languages by Gary Chapman. First love language is words of affirmation. So that's, words of affirmation are for those that like to feel appreciated or like to feel love by hearing appreciative words to them. They like to hear it, or they like to read it, right? It's basically speaking to them, you know, how you're feeling. They want to hear the gratitude and appreciation via words of affirmation. Sorry, that is not coming out clear, but yeah, they appreciate the gratitude that way. Then there's acts of service. So acts of service is for those who like to give love. And so actually, I'm going to backtrack real quick. Words of affirmation, not only those that like to hear the words of affirmation, but sometimes we express love and express appreciation through words of affirmation. So actually, when I talk about the five love languages, I'm going to do it twofold. How do we like to receive it and how do we like to give it? So words of affirmation, those that like to hear compliments or hear feedback, that's how they like to find appreciation and love or feel appreciation and love. And then those of us like to give love by giving these words of affirmation and appreciation, appreciating people verbally. Okay. Then the second one is acts of service. So acts of service, some people like to show love and appreciation to others by doing certain tasks, like doing the laundry, cooking a meal, going shopping for someone, et cetera. It's an act of service. They like to show their love and show their appreciation to someone by doing something for them. Other people like to appreciate, like to feel love and appreciation by having someone else do something for them. Okay. Third is receiving gifts. So some people like to show that they love somebody or appreciate someone by buying them something or giving them a gift of some sort. Others like to feel love and appreciation by receiving a gift of some sort. Fourth one is quality time. So some people like to show that they love and appreciate someone by spending quality time with them. Other people like to feel love and appreciation by having someone come and spend quality time with them. That's how they feel love and appreciated, when someone is coming and spending time with them. Fifth is physical touch. So some people like to experience love and appreciation through the form of physical touch. Hugging, kissing, caressing, massaging. Those are some examples of physical touch. Some people feel love and appreciated when somebody is providing physical touch to them. Other people like to give love and affection by giving physical touch to other people. So now, by going through these five different love languages, you can see how, as you're hearing it, some of these really made you feel happy. And so you smile through it and you're like, yeah, I love to do that. And some of you may have just cringed and been like, no way would I want to feel loved or appreciated that way. So do you see how important that is? To really understand how you like to give love and how you like to receive love, right? Because it really would affect your connection with somebody else. So few examples here from some of my client stories, okay, without sharing their names. I had a client that was always doing for others. So acts of service was my client's thing, right? Always doing, but never felt appreciated, right? So because she wasn't feeling appreciated, she started to feel undervalued, that like none of these people that she was giving to, friends, families, her partners, she felt like no one valued her, appreciated her at all, because she just kept doing and doing and doing and giving and giving and giving, but no one was saying or doing anything back to her or giving back to her. So she started to feel like she wasn't worthy enough or wasn't being valued. But in fact, those people, their way of receiving love was in different forms, right? So her way of giving love was something that was important to her, because that's the way she gave love. But then when we talked about, you know, communicating with her loved ones around, this is her way. And so again, this is really important to remember too, is like communicating to your loved ones, this is the way I like to show you love. But if you prefer another way, please let me know. So then, you know, you guys can come together in communication and balance each other out or compromise in some way. So everyone's feeling, so you and your loved ones are all feeling loved and appreciated. So you could see how through this, she was always giving, 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 but not getting anything back. And so she started to feel undervalued. But in fact, it wasn't that she was undervalued. It's just, it was something that they thought she always did because it was just her norm. But having the conversation around, this is how I want to love on you, then shifted the conversation of them understanding that this is this is what she does to love on us. And then they started appreciating her more, right? Another client was really needing affirmation, really like her thing was like, I just don't hear from my spouse that, you know, that he loves me or that he appreciates me. And like, she just really needed to hear the words, right? But her spouse's way of showing love was through acts of service. So she needed words of affirmation, but his way of showing love was through acts of service. So their alignment was off. It's not that the love wasn't there. It's just that they both had different ways of expressing love and they had not communicated to each other that this is my way of giving love to you because this is my comfort level. But then also saying, could you start incorporating some of this so I know that you feel love for me, right? Could you start incorporating just by letting me know, hey, I love you, or you look pretty today, or something like, so I know that I'm appreciated or that I'm seen, right? But then also, then there was also that understanding, oh, you know, he is doing things for me. That's his way of expressing love to me is through acts of service. So then you can now understand a little bit how spouses have two different ways of giving and receiving love. And if you don't understand each other, and that is your way, it's not that you don't love each other because you're not getting what you need. It's just that each one has a different way of giving love and receiving love. So when you have that communication with each other, it can really start to shift your experience with each other. You know, there could be spouses or partners or friends or what have you. You're traveling all the time or work takes you away. And for those that like quality time, it's really important to communicate with your loved ones. You know, I know, hey, your time is really busy, but could we set aside some time to meet, to have a day together, you know, to spend a weekend together or to do dinner together and spend that few hours of quality time. So again, we do have to go to commercial break and I could continue sharing stories with my clients or, you know, experiences. But I hope that some of these examples helps you to understand why communicating your desire or how you like to give love and how you like to receive love can be really important for your relationships going forward. So you can really start feeling that connection and alignment with each other. So there isn't any confusion or feeling of that this person doesn't care for me. It's just talking with them and saying, hey, I'm loving on you this way. Is there another way that you need it? So that you know that I love you or expressing to your loved one, maybe I'm sure you're doing things to show that you love me, but I'm not feeling it. And this is a way I like to receive love. So think about that over the commercial break. Out of the five love languages, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch, which one of those align with you? Which way do you like to receive love? And can you think about the loved ones in your life, your children, your spouses, your partners, your colleagues, your friends, other family members, all the other human beings in your life? Can you take a moment now and sit back and say, I wonder how they like to receive love? Or maybe let me have a conversation with them. So I can show up in a way that they know that I'm appreciating them. And this tool, guys, is so important, not just for your personal relationships, but for your professional relationships too. Don't feel ashamed to have a relationship. And you don't have to use the word love in your professional circles or, you know, with your staff or your team or what have you. You can use the word appreciation, right? How do you like to feel appreciated? Would you like me to tell you? Would you like me to, you know, offer you something? Would you like me to do something for you? Do you need to have a meeting with me for 30 minutes? You know, all the different aspects of the five love languages. And just be very, let's start being very conscious of each other when we're talking about love and appreciation of one another. Okay, so thank you. I hope that was supportive and that this wisdom and knowledge can support you in your relationships going forward and how you can experience love and connection in a different way. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back after commercial break.
If we could help you transcend your post-traumatic stress experience without drugs, grow in awareness of why you're suffering the experience, and offer you a solid, no strings attached money-back guarantee, would you be interested? Get a free copy of The Power That Heals, Sampling the Wisdom by Concept Theory founder Dr. Thurman Fleet. Visit concept-theory.org/freebook or call toll-free 1-800-531-5628. It's time to live again, isn't it? You do have a choice.
Tagged You're It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life, takes you on a journey of 8 life mastery skills that will help you step into your power and become the leader of your own life. Inspiring, real, insightful, and therapeutic, these pages help you discover deeper awareness, understanding, and relationship with yourself and others. Start to live a life that is full, joyful, and on purpose with peace. Give yourself permission to live life through your authentic self. These steps can be used in your personal, professional, and social life. Tagged You're It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life, available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose. And we're talking about love, 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 and all the different aspects of love, and how can we master love, and how can we lead through love in all the different forms that love takes. I hope that the episode has again been supportive to everybody so far. As always, I always like to help bring a different perspective and a higher perspective to just different topics around life that can really support you. Just another reminder, if you feel like the book passages that I've read have been supportive of you or to you so far, please order Tagged You're It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life on Amazon. And also please take advantage of the free consultation call if you are looking to understand and feel more fulfilled or satisfied in life on a deeper level. So I look forward to supporting you through that as well. So as we come back into our last segment, something I created, I call it the aha, the aha, right? Aha of love. So let's just always remember, when it comes to love with other people, again, this is just with all human beings, right? All of the people in our lives, let's first and foremost remember to actively listen. I think listening is one of the most important forms of communication that we can ever embrace, right? Listening to not only listening to others, but listening to yourself, right? What are your intuitive hits giving you? What's sort of coming up for you that you need to listen to for yourself, right? And really listening to others. What do they need? What's important to them, right? That just helps love go around on a much deeper, connected, aligned level, right? So actively listening. H, honoring one another through acceptance of one another, right? So as I read from my chapter in acceptance, please remember that passage or go back to this episode and go back to that passage of acceptance and hear it again. Right? So honoring yourself through acceptance of yourself, but also honoring others by accepting them, right? We all have our unique qualities, right? Like I say in the intro to my show is everybody has a story. Everyone has a story. Everybody and everyone has a purpose and everything has a reason, right? So we are all blessed with unique qualities very much on purpose. So let's start to learn to accept one another and accept ourselves for who we are, right? Again, that will help love go around on a much more conscious level, right? Is when we can accept and embrace one another for who we are and how each of us like to experience and appreciate love, right? So just remembering that we're each our own person. We all feel things in a different way. So the ha, H, hope. Hope is such an important thing, that the action of hoping, right? Hoping that the attention to love that you give provides desirable outcomes, right? So through the communication that you now will be sharing with your loved ones, and through honoring yourself and what is important to you and how you like to experience love, and in honoring the communication that you give out to others, let's hope that now your attention to love of yourself and to love of others will promote desirable outcomes. And then finally, appreciation, right? Let's just learn to appreciate one another. And that sort of falls into the acceptance piece too, but really appreciate one another for how they've tried to love us thus far, right? Everybody gives love in a different way. So now we can start looking at our loved ones and say, you know, they really did try, and that was their way of showing love for me. But now if that wasn't aligned with you, you're now going to be able to communicate to them and say, thank you so much for showing up this way and appreciating me this way. In the future, could you try and incorporate this? Because this is what I feel connected to, right? So let's start to now look at how others are showing up for us and appreciate them for how they have shown up thus far. Okay, so hope that that aha is supportive to you as well. And as we go into the last few minutes of the show, right? How can you embody your power by mastering love and leading with it, right? So I have a few key bullet points here that are like really important to remember, okay? So first and foremost, right? So some of the things that I really want you to start taking away from this show, right? Is again, like I said at the top of the show, is self-love. So really taking care of yourself, right? That's the first and foremost, because if we don't take care of us, and like all of us have heard this, right? If we don't take care of ourselves first, how can we take care of anybody else? So it's really about, and which goes into the second point, is really paying attention to yourself, your needs, right? And taking care of that and loving on yourself first, so you then can love on others, right? It's really about finding the time to ground yourself, balance yourself, give back to yourself in a way that feels aligned to you, right? And paying attention to that. So then in turn, you can now give back to others because you are feeling grounded and balanced and you're feeling the love within yourself and the freedom within yourself to do that. You've come back into your power through loving yourself, right? And finding that love within yourself. And so now you can give that same type of love back out to others and use the power within yourself to now support and appreciate others. But paying attention to that, so paying attention to yourself, but then also paying attention to others, right? And how you're showing up with them and paying attention to what they need, okay? When it comes to love and appreciation. Next, there's so many points here and I want to sort of go in order, but so paying attention and then, you know, addressing any problems that come up in any of your relationships as soon as possible. It's best to address anything that comes up in any of your relationships, personal, professional, as soon as they come up. Okay. Because the more that we wait to have this communication, which leads into another point, there could be disappointment and resentment there. So it's really important to not let anything that's bothering us wait over a long period of time. Cause then we start to feel resentment. We could start feeling resentment towards ourselves for not really addressing it as soon as we need to. We'll start feeling disappointed and then we could start resenting others. But again, communication. If other people don't know, right, that there is a problem or that something needs to be resolved, how can it be resolved, right? This is also a big part of loving yourself. So you're not feeling the internal conflict that may arise, right? Because you want to feel joy and peace. Joy and peace is love. You always want to try and keep that sensation of high vibes, right? So if anything is bringing you down or you're feeling a conflict inside, it's to your best interest to address it right away, right? And so to have that communication with the other person so we can avoid any disappointment or avoid any resentments, okay? Don't take any relationships for granted, right? We're all here for a reason. We're all here to serve one another. And we're all here to love each other in different capacities and in different ways. So let's not take any of our relationships for granted. Everybody comes into our life for a reason and they're all serving us in a different way. So if we can learn to accept and appreciate everybody, whatever the experiences are, and I talk about this as a lot, is just learn to love those experiences if we can, because each of those experiences and each one of those people have been purposely put into our lives to help us grow, learn, and become a better person in some way, shape, or form. They've all been part of our journey, right? Let's learn to appreciate everyone's differences, because everyone's differences also helps us to learn something. We learn from everybody based on their experiences. Everyone brings something to the table, right? Everybody brings something to the table, and so do you. So let's learn to love and appreciate everybody for the differences and what they bring to the table, all right? Some along the lines of addressing things, don't wait too long to get help. If you need support or help, please do that for yourself, right? Love on yourself. Don't let things sit within you. Love on yourself. And if you know anybody else that's going through any challenges that need help, support them in loving themselves by getting the help and the support that they need, okay? Or if you need help within your relationships, find somebody that can help you in your relationships with your partner together, okay? Don't let any of that wait too long. And lastly, two important points. Always remember to play, have fun, enjoy yourselves. Go back to the top of the show where I talked about the different forms of love. If it's travel, if it's food, any of the hobbies that you like to partake in, embrace all of that into your life. Learn to have fun, learn to play, and start to love life again, right? It's life is all about being able to love the experience that you're in. Okay. So find the things that bring you joy and embrace them and incorporate them more into your life. And lastly, a really big topic, which could be a whole other show in itself, is learn to forgive. Let's remember that everyone's doing the best that they can to love the way that they've been learned and to love the way that, they best know how. And if you're not receiving the love and appreciation from someone in the way that is aligned with you, just remember that maybe they don't know how they need to feel appreciated, how you need to feel appreciated by them. So forgive them first and communicate with them next and see if any changes are made and that the connection and alignment starts to shift itself. I hope that all of these tips that I shared with you today and all the information I shared with you today really helps you to master love on a deeper level and helps you to start now leading life with love, right? Embracing all of these different tips and qualities into your life. So remember, as we're approaching this holiday, remember that this day just helps to remind us of the importance of love in all areas of our life. But I'd love for the audience to start embracing love every day of your life, right? And take February 14th as a day to just remember all the different kinds of love, love on the people, your spouses, your children, your friends, your coworkers, on a human level, but also embrace the other areas of love like travel, food, or the other interests that you have, and embrace that into your life and into your world. And try and incorporate all of that into your day on the 14th and every day. So again, for a free consultation with me on how to live a more satisfied and fulfilled life, please click on the link and schedule a consultation with me. And if you want to learn more about self-leadership and transpersonal psychology through my book, Tagged You It, Become the Leader of Your Own Life, please purchase the book on Amazon. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope that you all start to lead with love on a more connected and aligned level for you and for everybody in your life. Thank you so much. I do love you. I honestly do love each of you. I haven't met most of you, but I really do operate through love, and I see love through everybody. So thank you so much for listening to the show, and I really hope that it was beneficial. Please share, comment, like on any of the channels that you're watching it on, TTR, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere that you're watching, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Happy Love Day every day. Gratitude, peace, and blessings. Thank you for listening to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose. I hope that you heard something today that sparked a shift in your perspective to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. The world needs love, acceptance, togetherness, and belonging. My hope is to be a contributing force towards the new world we need to create together. If each of us can awaken our truth and live with more empathy and authenticity, that shift will radiate. Spread the word and tune in next time for more conscious dialogues of healing and transformation on Transformation Talk Radio and Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose on YouTube and across all podcast stations. For more information about how to work with me, please visit RitikaRose.com.
Views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not express the views or opinions of any of their employers or affiliates.